It's time now for the Business Spotlight on the WMAY newsfeed. It's sponsored today by SIU Family Medicine. Dr. Camille Dunkley is here. We're talking today about medication-assisted recovery. And doctor, this is a new term for me. Can you explain what we mean by that?
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. So medication-assisted recovery So MAR stands for medication-assisted recovery. And at our program, we treat patients with opioid use disorder. And for that, we use Suboxone for medication. And Suboxone is an opioid that works in the same part of the brain as other opioids, such as Percocet, Vicodin, and morphine, but it works a little bit differently. And so it's supposed to help with the cravings and the withdrawals associated with long-term opioid use without necessarily giving that euphoria or that high that people speak about.
This is such a huge problem in our society right now. Opioid abuse, it seems to be rampant in some areas here. Is MAR, medication-assisted recovery, is it suitable for everyone who is battling an opioid addiction?
Yeah, and so I think the important thing to know is I think anybody who has concerns about their opioid use, whether that be illicit substances obtained from the streets like heroin, or whether it's prescription opioids obtained from their primary, if they feel like they're either thinking about it too much or maybe not always taking it as prescribed, I think it's important to reach out to medication-assisted recovery clinics like our own or other ones as well, or at least talk to your primary about that to get some more information about some of the services that are out there that could help with that.
Can you talk a little bit more about how this works, how using, in effect, the same type of substance that someone is addicted to can help them to actually pull away from that addiction?
Yeah, and so our program here, we actually have a multidisciplinary approach. And so our program is consistent of doctors, nurses, we have therapists, and we also have peer support as well. And so in addition to the medication, we also have counselors as well. And so the medication works by helping to control some of the cravings associated with other opioids like heroin. By replacing that, it kind of helps with the patient to be able to focus on other things. And so that's where we use the combination of counseling as well to try to help the patient.
We're talking with Dr. Camille Dunkley about the MAR clinic at SIU Family Medicine, medication-assisted recovery. And doctor, what's the availability of the MAR clinic? Is there a limited number of slots available for it? And how do people access that?
Yeah, I think the best way to access our MAR clinic is to call 217-545-4781. That is actually the direct number for the clinic. You don't need your primary's referral in order to make that call for an evaluation. We actually do have quite a lot of availability right now. And so definitely if you have any concerns or even if you just want more information about the clinic, how it works, what would be some of the requirements, I would definitely say make that call and that there's nothing to be ashamed of. And it's never any issue with trying to get help or at least get more information about how to get help.
Are there some broad parameters that would indicate that this is the right approach for someone? I mean, I guess how does somebody come to determine that they may indeed have a problem with their use of opioids? It's something we've all dealt with at one time or another in dealing with pain and things. How do you know when it's become a problem that requires intervention?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question. I think that's sometimes what prevents people from helping. But I think everybody is a little bit different. I think it's hard to say what's, you know, the exact sort of cutoff for where, yes, this is becoming a problem. But I think a lot of times when someone might be on opioids for a long period of time, if they really feel like they're becoming very, very preoccupied with it, that maybe they're using it for things just besides pain, or that maybe they're taking a little bit more than prescribed. I think some of those sort of signs might be a good indication for, at least, like I said, definitely getting more information, finding out more from your primary about whether Suboxone might be a better fit and whether the MAR clinic might be a better fit. But yeah, it's definitely difficult to say that there's a clear cutoff line for every single person. Everyone's story is a little bit different, and how everybody reacts to a medication is going to be slightly different as well.
Because as you noted, every individual case is different, but in general terms, can you quantify how long a treatment regimen might take? How long would someone be under your care before they could eventually wean themselves off of requiring any kind of medication to deal with this?
Absolutely. So our program is actually open-ended. We don't have a set end date that someone has to be out of the program or that we have to start weaning off. It honestly is based off the patient's individual individual goals, individual needs. But typically, the recommendation is that somebody would be at least on Suboxone for about a year or so consistently working in a program before kind of considering to taper off, just because in general, the relapse rates tend to be a little bit higher when somebody tries to taper off too quickly. And so usually we'd like to see where someone's in the program for at least a year. But that being said, we have some people who are on Suboxone for 10 years. We have people who've been on it 5 years. We don't really have a set end date where somebody has to taper off. It's very much based off their individual goals and individual needs.
Dr. Camille Dunkley with the Mar Clinic, medication-assisted recovery. And again, help is available, but you do have to reach out for it. So once again, tell people how they can reach the Mar Clinic and learn more about your services.
Absolutely. So the best way to reach the Mar Clinic is to call 217-545-4781. That is the direct number for the clinic. We have a nurse who manages that number, and she's checking that phone multiple times a day. And if you have any questions, even just about your use, whether you think it might be a good fit, whether you want to find out more about how the program works, what are some of the requirements, that's definitely the best way to call. And you don't need a physician referral in order to get into the MAC clinic or the MAR clinic or to see a provider or to get an evaluation.
217-545-4781 for the MAR clinic with SIU Family Medicine. Dr. Camille Dunkley, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it here in the Business Spotlight on the WMAY News feed.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.